Welcome into a new edition of Rock's Comic Conversations. I am your host, Rock, and being joined as usual by Beefcake and Braga. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
You can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter at Rock On Air. That's ROC On Air. Beefcake, where are you at?
I'm right here. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Beefcake Rocks.
I'm also right here, by the way. You can come find me right here.
Right here, right here.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with right here as in my mom's house, which he currently is not at because he's right here.
She's a nice lady.
She's very swell. And the streets are very nice as well.
They are.
Yeah.
I'd say they're paved with gold, but that would be a lie.
Walking gold paved streets.
So today we are going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to have us a freestyle conversation about fall TV. Fall TV begins this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's back at it. Everybody's favorite time of the year where new shows jump off. Your favorite shows are coming back. What are we looking forward to this fall television season?
Something on the top of my head that is coming back that I'm not sure if you guys are fans of, but like they've been in the news because they're bringing in a new character, a storied character, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is bringing in a Ghost Rider, apparently, which is pretty crazy. That's like, I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I thought the last season was like really, really good. I actually really enjoyed it. I'm not sure if you guys watched it, though. But bringing in Ghost Rider is pretty crazy. That's kind of an out there move for them.
That's a high caliber character, too.
It is, like, very big. I'm not sure like the phrasing for it, but like a high up like money character, you know what I mean? Like
bigger tier.
Yeah, yeah, upper tier character, and they're bringing him in. Looks like he's going to be driving like a Mustang type of muscle car or something, and the tires are going to be on fire. That's what it looks like. So,
yeah, it appears that they are not using the traditional Ghost Rider incarnation. They're using the Robbie Reyes incarnation, which I'm not too familiar with.
Yeah, yo no comprende on that one. I thought homeboy rode a motorcycle all the time.
Motorcycle with chains and things and Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah,
he has like sweet spawn-like powers too, which is really awesome.
Yeah,
the character is really cool. So if they actually explore that and do a lot of things with that on the show, like I'm all the way down. That sounds awesome.
They're going to work pretty hard to make Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pretty fun.
That's a challenge I don't know that they'll be able to tackle anytime soon.
Shots fired.
Absolutely. Like, don't get me wrong, Marvel. Your movie's fun as hell for the most part. Age of Ultron was kind of a bore because it just had way too many heads in there for me to enjoy the movie. Civil War was really good, really fun.
Coming out this week on Blu-ray, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man.
I got that ordered.
Ghost Rider, though, to go back to what you were saying about Spawn, definitely the first Ghost Rider Nicolas Cage movie reminded me a lot of the Spawn movie.
Yeah.
Like the graphics, the powers.
The first Spawn movie, or the only Spawn movie. I loved that movie when I was a kid.
John Leguizamo was dope in it.
Yeah.
He was so good, man. What happened to Leguizamo?
He's still around.
Is he still doing stuff? He's
doing stand-up, but I haven't seen him in like a movie in a minute. Uh-huh. I know he was just in a smaller movie not too long ago that didn't do very well at the box office, but...
Dude, he's always going to have a place in my heart. And also, he's always going to have a place in my heart because he was Luigi.
Yeah
man.
First of all.
Yeah,
first
the Mario Brothers
foremost.
Movie.
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
How the hell do you have a movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo and it's not good? You know what I mean?
Who says it's not good?
I love it.
I thought it was so stupid and so terrible that it was great.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Because it is stupid and terrible.
But it's good. It started out as it was going to be a good movie and then rewrites and rewrites and just all the drama that went on with it. And I understand by the end of it also, Bob Hoskins was not pleased. Not pleased with him as Mario.
Yeah.
They had what's his name? Dennis Hopper in there?
Dennis Hopper.
Koopa? I mean, those are high caliber actors. Bob Hoskins is a great English actor, like classically trained, and they wasted it and Dennis Hopper on just rewrites and rewrites. It's so sad, but John Leguizamo is excellent. He also was in a Justin Bieber video recently.
Yeah, boy.
Is that right?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
By the way, so speaking of rewrites, I saw a story this week about Iron Man 3 and like that Rebecca Hall woman. She played the scientist who kind of backstabs Tony Stark. And,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, my bad.
She's like the main I wouldn't say partner of the Mandarin, but the Mandarin wouldn't be able to do what he was doing
Guy
without
Pierce's character. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So she was actually interviewed about the movie, and I guess it was the first time she'd actually been asked this about it.
Because
she said, she's like, man, finally I get to talk about this. Nobody's asked me about this before. But they like her character was apparently supposed to be the main villain in the movie, and like they went back and rewrote it because the studio told them, no, we're not gonna be able to sell enough poise of a female villain for this movie, so you need to go back and rewrite this and change it.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That is so
fucking terrible.
Dumb. That is so dumb.
That's so stupid.
Yes. Pretty terrible.
So I'm not sure what character she was going to be. Like, she's just going to be maybe the character she was or what.
Well, maybe she could have been the one who was actually the Mandarin.
Yeah. But she said that, though. She said that in the interview. She's like, and it was obviously such a bad decision by Marvel that they had to go back and do that one shot explaining that it wasn't the real Mandarin. Like, with some Mandarin guy saying, who's this guy stealing my identity? So, like, they completely fucked up Iron Man 3, according to pretty much
offense,
everybody
Shane
who's
Black.
Asked about it. Yeah. And by the way, like, I didn't think it was that bad a movie. Like,
no.
I enjoyed Iron Man 3, but I'm saying, like, that's such a bullshit Hollywood move to, like, rewrite a movie just because you got a woman villain.
You
got to
sell toys and merch.
Really? That's what we're doing in 2016? I guess it was 2013 or whatever, but come on, man.
Oh, social justice warriors spoken!
Bring it to the podcast. I'm gonna take a knee for Rebecca Hall. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
He said, I feel your struggle, Rebecca Hall.
Fist in the air, man.
Girl power? No, we're not saying girl power.
Normally, I bust balls about the social justice warrior thing, but I fully agree with you on that. Like, let's talk about equality.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have someone be a villain, who cares what their gender is?
Yeah, so
they're
dumb.
A villain. They're supposed to look awesome and menacing. Male or female, doesn't matter.
So that's what she said. She signed up for the movie expecting to be that character.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And then
sake.
They completely changed it through rewrites. Yeah, isn't that dumb?
Sorry about taking the Lord's name in vain. I apologize for that.
I appreciate that, as does the Lord.
Yeah. Big ups to Jesus.
Yeah.
And Big Baby Jesus.
Yeah, Big Baby Jesus.
Can't forget about Double BJ.
ODB.
Yeah, man.
And speaking of that, too, like, there was another story this week about Doctor Strange and how they rewrote that after they cast Tilda Swinton as, like, the Asian character that's supposed to be Asian. And then Tibetan, I guess she is.
Yeah, Tibetan.
Okay. And then they rewrote it because they essentially took out this huge Tibetan character and they rewrote it and added this Wong character back in who they had taken out, who's essentially like a butler to Doctor Strange.
Oh, my
and so
God.
So they wrote him in and made him a more complex character because they knew they were going to catch shit for casting Tilda Swinton.
Wow, dude.
I know.
Hollywood's fucked up.
Why don't you just not cast Tilda Swinton, dumb shits? Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, get the guy who played David Lopan in Big Trouble in Little China.
Like, bruh.
I mean, if ever there's an Asian role, that guy usually gets
it. What's that guy's name? He was in Balls of Fury, too, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And
throw DMX in there.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Right?
What are we even doing here?
DMX, what are you doing here?
Oh,
no, we're not doing this again.
Yeah, we can't get back into that spot.
I'm going to change
that
your
place.
Reality.
Where are my dogs at? Damn it. God, so,
Rock, your impression of that is the greatest.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's a work in progress. I've been at this thing since like 97, 98.
Well, you know what? You hone your craft, and that's what's important.
I appreciate that, Beef. It's all about dedication.
Do you like adjust it to how weathered his voice gets when he's like on cocaine and whatnot?
Yeah.
So like he's,
you gotta,
like,
you gotta have the various forms of X.
Gotta do that.
So let's talk fall TV. That's what we're here for. Or do we want to tackle the tactical Justice League Batman suit that was revealed about an hour ago?
Looks dope.
Do we want to do that first, jump into that, or do we want to jump into fall TV?
Yeah, I think the tactical suit.
All right. Beef, I doubt you've seen it yet, so if you can meander your eyes over to the screen.
I know nothing.
Yeah, it looks dope, man.
So
that's
the new Batman tactical suit for Justice League. Zack Snyder blessed the masses on Twitter earlier today with that.
He is so armored up and with those glasses, too. The glasses.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say... The internet has already made a really, really good point that it looks a lot like Patrick Wilson's Night Owl suit from Watchmen.
100%. That's exactly what I thought
totally.
When I saw the glasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the glasses.
Yeah, the
absolutely.
Glasses dead giveaway.
Huh. Which, you know, is okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, which is okay. I mean, obviously the colors are different, and Batman's all black like he should
be. Yeah, that's murdered out. That's all black.
That's sick, dude. I don't care. I don't care what the helmet looks like.
That
what
is,
it, or what? It, you know, all you know what I mean.
Black, different shades of black. There's some matte black. There's some gunmetal black. It'll look like,
dude. Hashtag black suits matter.
And Ben Affleck just really, 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 really pulls off that cowl. There is nobody. Yeah.
He really looks like Batman, dude.
That's got a better head.
Yeah.
For Ben Affleck or for Batman than Ben Affleck
so far.
That chin, man. I'd kiss that little dimple just so that way I'd be like, you know what, Bruce? Kissed your dimple.
It's a good Batman butt chin.
It is.
It's pretty good.
That's a butt I could tongue. Eat the corn out of that chin.
That needs to be recorded.
Eat the corn out of that chin, he said.
That needs to be recorded and put on a hotkey, dog.
That is a hot take. So let's talk fall TV, gentlemen. We could go the obvious route, since this is Rock's Comic Conversations, and talk about the comic book shows that are getting ready to hit, or just fall TV in general. Gentlemen, this is freestyle.
What comic book shows are you excited for?
Obviously, Arrow.
Yep.
Legends of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Flash. I really, really am curious, believe it or not, to see the Archie show that they've got going out. I can't remember what the actual name of it is.
We're talking comics. You're talking.
Well, Archie's a comic.
Bubblegum. Bubblegum comics, dude.
Riverside, I think, is the name of the show.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a...
Riverside?
Yeah, well, that's the high school that they all went to in the land of Archie.
It's that line from Juice with Tupac. He's like, Riverside, motherfucker. I love Juice, man.
I love to drink juice.
Streets.
Yeah, man.
Tupac, man. 20 years ago this
Belushi
week.
Belushi and Pac. That was gang related. That was
gang related. Yeah. Yep.
Juice is
Gridlocked
the oldie but a goodie.
Tim Roth.
Yeah, Gridlocked was a good one too, man. Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice.
That was the worst fight scene ever, though, with him and Tone Loc. Wackest fight. Even Janet's off to the side just laughing. Like,
y'all
really fighting right now?
You can get Tone Loc to come to your birthday party for $5,000.
What?
I didn't know that.
$5,000 is all it takes to get
you
Tone
can
Loc
actually
out there.
Talk Tone Loc down to like $1,200 and he'd be there in a heartbeat.
Wild thing. Wow. Boom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious.
And Sir Mix-a-Lot, you could grab for the low, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be so fun. He has so many hits, too.
You could do Sir Mix-a-Lot and Tone Loc at the same birthday party for like $3,000.
Bro, like, that's got to be part of like a lot of wedding budgets and shit, doesn't it? Like, you're getting married, you're going to have Tone Loc do the music?
You could.
That's so fun.
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
You could. So fun. My posse's on Broadway.
Dude.
But yes, so very much I'm looking forward to Legends of Tomorrow Season 2. Flash Season 3 is probably the number one show I'm looking forward to most. Arrow for sure. I really, really want to see the Archie one, see how that pans out. I might dabble with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now that they're adding Ghost Rider to the mix. I haven't seen a single episode yet. I've been told by so many people it is unbearable to watch who are diehard Marvel fans.
I completely disagree. I've liked pretty much all of it. Yeah, and last season was really good. They've been doing a lot of Inhuman stuff on it, and it's been good, man.
What about Gotham? When does that come back?
I was getting ready to say Gotham's another one. That comes out late September or the first week of October, much like the rest of the DC shows.
And that one's going to revolve around Mad Hatter this season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And he looks super, super. Jarvis Tetch, the dude who's playing him, looks very believable.
Yes, he does. He looks really good. A little, you know, obviously, like, all the villains are younger than we've experienced them before, but I think he's going to be really good.
No, he's an excellent villain in animated series, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Legion's another show that's kind of on my radar. The
Legion looks really good.
X-Men type universe show that's supposed to be FX, I want to say.
And they're saying that might affect the X-Men movie universe some, too. So I hope it does, because the X-Men movie universe is going in like a lot of weird directions. That's like the least focused of any of like the long running things that is out there right now.
Well, and I'm sure you guys have heard the news from over the weekend too, that that commentary clip came out from X-Men Apocalypse where Bryan Singer accidentally lets it slip that we'll see Mr. Sinister in Wolverine 3. He is the big bad of the final Wolverine movie.
Cool.
And that's not going to be another Hugh Jackman movie, is it?
That is. It's his final one. But the way that they could do this is they could...
Old Man Logan?
Correct. They're going to do the Old Man Logan storyline, I think. Use Sinister as the villain. Have him create X-23 or Daken, whatever you want to call him. Or her. X-23, I believe, was a chick. And Daken's different, but that's Wolverine's son. Same family tree, but both of them have the adamantium claws and all that.
Do you feel like this is an opportunity to kill Wolverine in some way?
I think they are going to, because they know that there's never going to be anybody that will ever be able to replace Hugh Jackman. So
if they
kill him,
they
could still continue Wolverine-esque storylines because they bring in X-23 or Daken.
Yeah, you can't go back and bring a different Wolverine into the world like they've done with the other characters.
No, I don't think you'll ever top
Hugh
Jackman.
They went back in time with him already, and it was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
So they can't do that.
Their universe is too big now to go back and try to... bring in a younger Wolverine, I think.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity for them, too, to kind of restart the series, and then you can bring in, like, Deadpool into it. You can do a whole bunch of other stuff with it. I hope they use it in that way.
And using Mr. Sinister as the big bad is just fucking awesome. Finally, we get some real, real vintage, tangible X-Men villainry. Like, I love Mr. Sinister on the cartoon, the X-Men 90s cartoon.
Yeah, man.
Super fire. Yeah, man. Yeah. Mr. Sinister, bro. Sign me up. Still no casting announcements yet, and it hasn't even been officially confirmed. It's just Bryan Singer's dumbass doing commentary. You've let that slip.
Whoops.
That's what you get for smoking weed while you're doing the commentary.
It's like, you know, right? It's like, you guys know you can edit that out, right? Like, you have the ability. It's
not, man, we said it. It's there.
Yep.
Cut print. That's a wrap.
Live commentary.
Send home the editors. We got it.
On a Blu-ray.
I ain't even worried about it.
That's funny.
I will say some of the non-comic book TV shows I'm looking forward to returning. Law & Order SVU. I kid. The show's been shit since they got rid of Stabler.
Dun, dun.
Can I get an agreement here? Like, are y'all not fuck with SVU?
No, man. I don't watch TV. I don't even have it.
Except for all 55 inches of awesomeness.
Yeah, wait a minute. You got like a...
You've got a wall for a television.
You got like a 4K wall TV.
That is correct.
He's like, I got to watch Pornhub somehow.
That's a good point.
It's X videos, bro.
I am watching Brazzers and Low Res, dog.
No, I watch a lot of YouTube on my 4K TV and Netflix, and that's it. Huh.
By YouTube, you mean you porn?
No, I mean YouTube.
Oh,
I gotta watch my trainer tips.
Okay,
that's
so you can get your Pokemon right.
Yep, gotta watch that. You gotta watch Unbox Therapy. You guys ever watch Lou with Unbox
Lou,
Therapy?
Lou is his name.
And all that has to be in 4K, right?
Of course it does.
It's the only way you could actually be in the room.
Yeah.
Unboxing.
I got sick and tired of watching it on my phone. I was like, I like it, but I think I'd like it a little bit more if it appeared as the entire wall of my home.
Beef awesome. Is going from a 4.5-inch display to a 55-inch display.
I'm speaking totally out of jealousy, by the way.
Super jealous, so bro. Just, and I was with him when he got that.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, even my dick's hard. I'm not even going to view this thing.
Look at this. 5 inches. Hardwood, dog.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You're being generous, sir. I appreciate that.
I got so turned on, rock got hard.
Bro. He was up there in the video only. Take all my money, video only. Take it all.
Dude, you should have seen us take the TV home, too. We had to leave the door open a little bit because it wouldn't fit in my Camry. That was poorly planned.
So 55-inch TV and a Camry.
We're literally sitting around my crib smoking weed. He's like, you know what? I'm about to do a real bad decision right now that I'm going to feel real good about. And I was like, what's that? He's like, we're about to go get a new TV. And I was like, is that right?
Wait a couple hours.
Literally. Yeah, we waited a couple hours. That way we're not driving high. Jump in his car. Boom, go to video only. And there it is.
Is there anything
20 minutes later?
Is there anything better than like going along with someone when they're spending a shit ton of money on something cool? Because like you're not bearing any responsibility for the whole thing. Like this is your money, but I'm about to get to enjoy this
and
for
the crazy,
a good couple hours.
The crazy thing is Beef was like, Rock, I'm gonna need you to talk me out of this. I'm gonna need you to, and it was
Hell
like, no, I'm gonna
no.
talk you into it.
Hell no.
You need that, Beef. What are you talking? Of course you need 55 inches.
I need you to have that in your life.
I do.
Yep.
I feel so much better knowing that Beef is enjoying 4K and 55 inches of excellence.
And now that I've actually cleaned my house, you guys are both invited to come over for, you know, you can be there for an hour, I suppose.
Might have to take full advantage of that.
Bro, I'm getting Civil War in the mail like today.
Oh, and I'm picking up my Xbox One S this weekend from my parents' house that I accidentally had Amazon ship it to.
Let's watch it, man. 55 inches of excellence.
You bring Civil War. I'll bring the 4K Xbox One X or Xbox One S. He'll use his 4K 55-inch television, and we'll have us.
Yeah, and you listening right now, you are also invited. If you want to come over to my house, my address is... Just kidding.
JK. Or am I?
I also getting, by the way, in the mail, the super heavy Batman book, which is the paperback for that one just got released. So there's like two more of those trade books that are getting released for the I can't remember his name, the writer of the new 52 Batman books.
Scott Snyder.
Thank you very much. His run, so there's like two more of those coming out. This is the one before the last one. And then the last one's going to get released in like December.
Yeah, I'm getting the omnibus. I'm not even going to play around with the volumes. I'm just going to wait for the entire collection to come out in one super, super awesome bound book.
I was going to do that with the Batman Incorporated stuff.
I think that's an excellent idea.
It's like $90 on Amazon for the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous, though.
No, it is.
Hardbound.
No, $90 is good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's cheap. Yep.
Absolutely, that is super cheap, man. And that's why I use Amazon as much as I do.
Yeah, dude.
Amazon, feel free to pay us for all these plugs
that
we give you somehow inadvertently weekly.
That's because they have a good deal.
This podcast brought to you by insert sponsor.
So for real, what TV shows are y'all looking forward to? We got to wrap this thing up here momentarily. Yeah, really just the comic book shows. I mean,
yeah, I was stoked that I think they talked about Arrow tying in together with Legends of Tomorrow. That sounds kind of cool. Like, and Flashpoint's going to affect a lot on both, apparently. So
it will. And yeah. Powers, the new DC comedy show thing that's supposed to be coming out on NBC. I kind of want to check that out. Looks like Wonder Woman will be showing up somehow, some way. I don't know if it'll be Gal Gadot, but they're supposed to make heavy reference to Wonder Woman in the premiere, the pilot.
That'll work.
Krypton's about to hit sci-fi this fall, I believe. The Gotham-esque version for Superman.
Are we afraid they're overdoing it?
I am.
Yeah.
Because Krypton is not necessary, just like Gotham is not necessary.
Yeah. I like Gotham,
I do like it. I enjoy
it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're kind of beginning to overdo it. Like, Constantine kind of showed that, I think.
Yeah.
Like Constantine, like, the idea of doing it is really, really good, like, and if they had done it right. But I don't think people really wanted to watch it. Like, I think there was already too much going on, and, you know, it was like all it took was one sort of slow episode, which was the first episode, for people to be like, nah, I'm good. I got too much other things, too many other comic book things.
Folks, folks that make TV really need to refine their ideas, man, instead of just like, well, this hasn't been done recently.
It's a comic book property. Let's throw it out there.
And see what happens. Yeah. People will probably eat it up.
Yeah, it's going to work, right?
You got to do like Disney and protect your intellectual property just a little bit.
Totally.
How do y'all feel about American Horror Story? That new season's getting ready to come out. American Horror Story 6.
I heard that's going to have Lady Gaga in it again.
Gaga!
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. She has become a permanent fixture around American Horror Story. People loved her last season, and they brought her back this year.
That's fine, dude. Good for her. She needs something to distract her from all the music nonsense that goes on, because she's clearly super burnt out on that.
We've got the Comedy Atlanta, Donald Glover's new joint.
Oh, man. All I want to do is like listen to the music from that show. Like, all the promos for that are so good. Like, Donald Glover's really talented.
Super talented.
Like, at a lot of different things. And his music, I fucking love his music. And so, like, I've watched the promos, and I'm just like, shit, can I just put this in loop?
Listen
to this all day?
Childish Gambino's dope.
I don't even need to watch the TV show.
We've also got returning The Big Bang Theory for what apparently will be the last season, based off what Kaley Cuoco was saying on Late Night TV the other night when they asked, like, is there going to be a season 11? I know you guys are getting ready to do season 10, air season 10. What's the word on season 11? She's like, well, if there is a season 11, it'll be very expensive. Like, shots fired.
Seinfeld shit.
She basically straight up just bossed up on Chuck Lorre.
Like Friends, dude. Yep.
Yeah.
You had $20 million this season.
They said
I'm walking.
Just to pay Johnny Galecki, Kaley Cuoco, and Jim Parsons, the three main cast members, not even including the dude that plays Raj or Howard or the chick that plays Bernadette or Amy Farrah Fowler, homegirl from Blossom.
Bernadette.
Not even including them, it's going to cost them $72 million at the same rate they're paying right now this episode, or this season.
That's so much money.
Right?
Did it be so worth it for them, though? Like, the amount of money they make on that show?
I think it would be great, and she's not saying she's opposed to it. It's just they have to come with a proper-sized check,
what it sounds like. That's a no-brainer for the network. The amount of money?
If that happened to me, if I was in a show like that, and it was at its conclusion, I'd be like, yes, please, let's end it.
Yeah.
I'm going to live the rest of my life with all these millions of dollars that I made from you fools. Thank you very much.
Milk them for that one last season.
Yeah, and then be out. Get a little piece of the rights, because you know they're going to rerun it forever, like Friends.
Yeah, and then you just float around conventions every once in a while and just chill.
Yeah, you're good, man.
Just
coast
the rest of your life.
Good for the rest of your days.
Yep. Last show we're going to talk about, gentlemen, before we wrap this things up, I need to know how y'all feel about movies being turned into television shows. It has not worked so far, and they're attempting to do it again this year with Lethal Weapon on Fox.
Fail. Army.
Didn't they just try to do that with Rush Hour?
Yes,
too?
On Fox.
Fuck out of here, man.
What? It goes back to what we were just talking about. In Hollywood, there is no original ideas left. Hey, remember that movie franchise that was kind of successful 20, 30 years ago? Fuck it. Let's make it a TV show.
Let's do Dune again.
With no.
They're talking about doing that, right?
Oh, my God.
Didn't that actually come out?
Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Like last week that came out.
Yeah. There is nothing original left in Hollywood. Nothing.
I guess you gotta try if you're gonna do it. I mean, wow, that's so bad.
No, wait, weren't they gonna do a Dune sequel?
They're doing a Dune trilogy, I thought. They were not only doing the sequel, but they're going to make it a new, not necessarily a reboot, but a full-on trilogy. Isn't that the word?
I understand the spice must flow, but seriously, man, let's get in tune with what we're doing here. Protect the intellectual property just a bit.
Well, I appreciate you gentlemen joining me for a new edition of Rock's Comic Conversation. Subscribe to the podcast right now on iTunes and, of course, Audio Boom. Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook at Rock On Air. That's ROC On Air. Beef.
At Beefcake Rocks on Instagram and Twitter if you want to get at me.
Brock is at my mama's house. We'll talk to you later.